Six pack lab rat. I got the boys back. The boys are back in town. Eric Helms, Matt Gary, Rory Lynch. We reunite for the Sheffield preview shows, and this show will be the women's division. And we have world champions clashing. We're gonna do this like this, fellas. We're gonna look at all the picks. I'll ask each one of you to give me one through four, then 5 to 8, 8 to 12, and we'll talk about all the battles through that, but we don't want to bury the lead, so we'll do the one through four first. But as we take a peek at the women's division, a couple of the storylines here as I set the table. Brittany Schlater, 84 plus world champion, back from a sensational battle, probably the session of IPF Worlds 2023. And she's back facing off against now, lady who's become a bit of a nemesis, Sonita from Belgium. And Sonita absolutely crushing it in training. I will not take away your guys' notes and start stepping on your toes here, but we've all seen some of the lifts that she's posting. And that 84 plus battle at Sheffield, I'm sure, is going to live up. Then we got the 84 kilo goat, Amanda Lawrence, who returns from the last Sheffield. The perennial 84 kilo world champion. Good luck unseating her. And then in the 76s, returning to Sheffield once again, Carlina Tongatea. Now, Carlina had previously been the first 76 in history to register a 600 kilo total. Hasn't done it since. Did that at the Commonwealth Championships when it was held in her host nation of New Zealand. Can she break through at Sheffield this time? See what you gentlemen say. And then the 69s, probably the battle of the year, is about to take place. World champion Leah Bavois, world champion Carola Garra, and of course, Agata Shitko, who has won world titles and a world's medalist, and the phenom dropping down from 76, joining the battle in the 69 kilo class, attempting to pull a little Evie Corrigan, if you will. Now let's move it along into, so that's the 69s, and we skip right into the 57s, where it's a rematch between Natalie Richards and Zhad Jakob. A little bit of controversy at the World Championships. These ladies are super close in terms of strength. Came right down to the wire at the World Championships, right down to the very last deadlift, with Zhad Jakob loading up a deadlift that she could handle strength-wise. However, it was misloaded, and whether she hit it or not, she would have ended up with a silver medal. You hear that she might have been told previously, look at the wrong weight was loaded. You hit this, it's still silver. Sorry. And you go out there. She missed the weight. And some would say, well, she missed it anyways. And some others could say, yeah, she missed it after being told, you've already lost. I don't even know how I'd react to that. So it is what it is. It's a little salty, and some people think it's a little bit of unfinished business. Well, gentlemen, we're going to finish that business at Sheffield. And these ladies are super close. Very interested in seeing what you guys think in terms of how that's going to shake up. Moving into the 52 kilo class, of course, it's not only another clash between Evie and Noemi, Noemi being a multiple time 52 kilo world champion, but Evie Corrigan returns to defend her title as the Sheffield champion. And I posted on the YouTube channel, is Evie going to win? And it was close, but people are leaning towards no. Now I'm wondering if you gentlemen agree and have a new champion being crowned, or if Evie Corrigan, who had the biggest upset possibly in powerlifting history, can pull it off once again and retain her title. And then, of course, in the 47 kilo class, Turbo Tiff, three-time world champion, previously at Sheffield. If you're scouting, she recently got her Instagram hacked. So hopefully you guys have been paying attention before it got dropped off and hacked. But Turbo Tiff returns, and she's also won best lifter before at Worlds, and we'll see what she could do once again at Sheffield. Gentlemen, let's do the picks 1 through 4 But let's do it in reverse order. Give me your 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're going to start. Matt Gary.
Oh, you're killing me. I did not want to go first.
Neither did I. Rory,
Man.
did you want to go first?
I mean, I could go first, sure.
I love you, Rory.
There you go, right.
I
I
do you want me
do,
to
man.
mention the discipline records that I think are important as I go as
Yes,
well?
please.
Yeah,
Yes,
go
please.
for it, man. Set the table for us. So in number four, I am calling Amanda Lawrence, and I'm projecting her to come in at around about 670, which would give her about 100, a little over 103% of the world record total. I will say that her bench is not looking good, frankly. It doesn't look as good as it has looked in the past, but her squat looks phenomenal. And I think that as much as anything can be guaranteed in a sport like powerlifting, she has a really good chance of nudging the squat world record and then, of course, nudging the total world record as well. So, yes, in fifth place, sorry, in fourth place, I have Amanda Lawrence.
Interesting. Yeah. So, you know what? I won't add to. Do you guys want me to add some nuggets, or should I? I don't want to eat up any of your guys' information you're bringing to the table. Maybe I'll save
Go
it.
for it.
Should I
Okay.
save it?
Maybe once we've all gone. Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
Well, Matt Gary would have been first, so he would now be second.
Okay,
Just
Matt.
saying.
Here we go, sir. What are you thinking for your number four?
Oh, from a number four. I've got Evie Corrigan. And I know that that's going to come as a shock to a lot of people. First of all, Evie executes at an exceptional standard. She averages 8.1 out of 9 attempts. So I fully anticipate Evie to hold true to form, and I expect her to go 9 for 9. Her squat training is looking fantastic. The last I saw from her was a very comfortable 160. She hit a 104. Bench and training, and that's above her current PB, which is 97 and a half. And she had a very comfortable 195 kilo deadlift. So I fully suspect that she is going to go 9 for 9 and hit PBs in every single discipline. Frankly, I would be quite shocked if she does not hit PBs in every discipline. I think the world record squat at 173, which is currently held by Plune Deckers, I believe, is probably just a touch out of her wheelhouse, or maybe, probably. Let me say this: I don't think she's willing to risk that individual world record, coming at the expense of having a smaller total. So I think she will just leave that there. But I'm projecting her somewhere around that 475 to 480-ish range, which I think is going to put her at about 103.26%, somewhere in there, and I have her coming in fourth. Evie, look, she could sneak onto the podium. She could win the thing again. I mean, this, I just think that the table is set at this competition, and I think it's glaringly obvious that because the world record at 69 is so low, and we've got three ladies coming in at 69 who are just absolutely, next level, so to speak. I think that that's kind of that low-hanging fruit in terms of a world record. Otherwise, I think I'd have Evie right there up at the top, but I have Evie Corrigan in fourth for those reasons.
Very interesting. Yeah, her now she weighed in as a very small 57. She was 55.2, but she did squat 170, to your point. After cutting and traveling, does she try for the world record? Just 3.5 kilos more. Well, 3.5 kilos can break the bank. You'll be upset with yourself if you miss your third squat, kind of move forward on your second. Bigger picture, is it worth it? You make some good points, Matt. I'm going to be interested to see if some of these gentlemen think that she goes for it. And if you guys are wondering, yeah, she did 484 at 55.2. Again, that was in New Zealand Nationals. Didn't have to cut, didn't have to travel. So slightly different. Eric, what are you thinking for your fourth spot?
I actually have Leah Babwa in fourth. I think just based upon looking at where that battle of the 69s goes, and I'm not going to spoil higher picks or that battle just yet, based upon what she's put up, some of the other newcomers who are coming in, some of the people who've already been mentioned. I think Leah has a, if she has a very good day, will potentially be fighting for a top spot, but I think she's probably going to be closer to that fourth position. And that's even assuming she's able to put a little bit on the squat world record. I mean, there's going to be a dogfight around that, and it may not end up being the final world record. That'll come down to kind of lot number and attempt selection. But I don't think she's got a threat on bench or deadlift, but I have her totaling somewhere around 560 and putting that right around fourth.
She's been particularly, she's posting some big numbers, but not showing all of her hand.
Exactly.
She had a massive, like she's got, you know, 200 kilos for volume on squat, but how that translates, especially for women who can hit volume at very heavy, and you think, wow, if you're doing that for six, what are you doing for a single? It doesn't always translate the way you think. And unless they show their hand with all their squat singles, dead singles, it can be misleading. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't been showing everything. So we're kind of working on some assumptions here. But all right, there's our fours. Let's go to our number three. Rory, we're back at the top of the order, kind sir.
That's actually a really good segue from Eric, because in number three, I have Leah. So again, not wanting to spoil my higher selections, but I think like Leah is looking good, and like I think looking good to break the total world record potentially, but as Erica said, she's really not showing all of her training. She posts a lot, but she posts a lot of volume, and she posts a lot of you know, how-to videos and like amusing videos more than just like, hey, here's what I did today. I do think she potentially could nudge up the squat world record as well, which would be a nice little check on the way to you know, the overall. But to Matt's earlier point, it's like if somebody else pushed it higher, like I don't know if it would be worth chasing it. So yeah, in third place I have Leah, and I'm thinking around 570, 575 if she is having a really good day.
That's a phenomenal total. She would be mad at hearing total. That. Yeah.
That would be
no, that's a great total. The fact that she's hitting that and coming in third is speaking, you have high expectations. But all right, Matt, what are you thinking for your third?
So third place, I've got Carola Gara. So again, the battle of this 69 is just going to be absolutely epic. And I think that it's amazing how big of a treat this is going to be, because we are seeing three lifters in Carola, Leah, and Agata, you know, essentially in their prime. I mean, one could make an argument that Agata is a little bit more green. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's been around the block. She's competed equipped. She's been to World Games, et cetera, et cetera. But we've got three athletes coming in their prime. They're all stoked and ready, with the only one kind of cutting weight there being Agata. But I think Carola is really consistent. I mean, she makes a lot of lifts. She averages almost 7.6 attempts out of 9. I'm really confident in her ability to execute. If you look at her previous performances, she typically squats and deadlifts right around the same, or those numbers are really, really close. I think, you know, she's got a PB of 210 kilos in the squat. So certainly that world record is at 211.5. I think between her and Leah, that's going to kind of come down to lot number and positioning and kind of jockeying there to take that world record. But I think I would not be the least bit surprised if both of them, both Leah and Carola, take that world record for a ride, and kind of ping pong it back and forth. Naturally, Carola is an extraordinary bencher. And so we've got a 144 world record bench press held by Jennifer Thompson in that weight class. And I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to say that she and Agata will ping pong that world record back and forth probably a couple of times. And I think that's going to be really exciting to see. So yeah, I've got Carola coming in third. I anticipate her totaling right around that 570 mark. That would be about a 212 and a half squat ish, a 147 to 150 bench, and maybe a 210 or 212 deadlift somewhere in there. And that would give her a percentage of about 103.83. But again, it's going to, you know, literally, I mean, it's going to come down to which of these women are able to execute. And you know, consistency is a weapon, you know, and so your ability to go 9 for 9 and stack attempts and build the total, you know, the world records are nice and the cash prizes are nice, But ultimately, if you want to climb up that ladder as high as you can, it's incumbent upon these lifters to execute and stack as many lifts as they can. And I expect Kroll to do that. So I have her coming in third.
Who makes your podium in third place?
To me. So I actually have Evie in third.
Oh, wow. All yeah. right.
So Evie is looking really good. She was just on the podcast talking about how she's eclipsing numbers she did at 57. Her training numbers look good. To be clear, I don't have like insider information, even though I know Evie. I have not been like, hey, tell me about your training. I have not been like, hey, Kedrick, tell me about the nutrition. Hey, you know, Jason, tell me about the training. So this is just me looking at the same information you guys have. Maybe a little closer, but I don't think she's going to be totaling in the 480s at 52. I think it'll probably be somewhere between what we saw at Worlds, obviously, because she left one in the tank there, and somewhere slightly beneath what she's done. So I see her getting some kind of like incremental PRs and needing to be semi-conservative and being at a slight disadvantage being at 52 because there's so many lifters coming after her. And I think she puts up probably the best total we'll have seen, definitely higher than 460 at 52, but it won't be enough of a leap to where some of the lifters who are strong enough can't make the right decisions and have that advantage of lifting later. So I have her right around a 470 total, which is about a 1.021% of the world record, and finishing her off on the podium at third, extremely respectable, not threatening any of the lifts. I don't think she's got enough on the squat. There's a chance at the deadlift, but I think potentially going with a more conservative decision to get the best total they think they can on the day. Also just knowing the coaching that Jason would do and the, you know, the trade-off of potentially dropping a placing versus getting a deadlift at those high ranks, you know, it may not make sense. So I have it right around a 470 total and placing third.
Yeah, to an extent, you can become the victim of your own success when you keep nudging that world record up. She helped herself out by not taking that last deadlift at the world championship. So it'll be interesting to see what her top end is. 470. Because she's done 484. It's a 14-kilo drop. What's that? At 55.
At 55.
In her own backyard.
True.
Interesting. Let's see what happens. Rory, who is your number two? The vice champion, as the Europeans call it.
So my vice champion, I'm calling it as Kroll Akara. So I actually have her basically neck and neck with Leah. I do think that she could potentially have a fight for that squat world record as well. As Matt mentioned earlier, her PR is 210 and the record is at 211.5. And her squat training is looking good. I'd be surprised if she wasn't at least taking a crack at that. I also saw her bench 140 for three recently, and the world record bench in that class is 144. So again, I would be very surprised if she didn't have a crack at the bench world record on the way. Her deadlift is frankly not as good as the other 69 kilo lifters. And that's a little bit of that's a major disadvantage in a competition, in any competition, but especially a competition like this, because it means that she really just needs to do well in the earlier disciplines and then do what she's capable of without overshooting. You know, Price is right, rules right. She wants to get very close to what she could deadlift without loading even 500 grams more. And put that on the bar, get the best total she can, and hope that that's enough to push everybody over their limits. But I am saying that I think she's going to finish just ahead of Leah. So I'm saying actually a very similar total, around 575, which would be a phenomenal total.
Huge total for both of them. That's a neck and neck. Really depends what chips get collected. Matt, what are you thinking for your second place vice champion?
So for number two, I've got, and this is really kind of a coin flip, but I've got Agata coming in second place. You know, I know that the big question surrounding her, I think, is, you know, how much strength is she going to lose, or we should say maintain as she makes this cut down to 69. I know that she did a meet and she's close and she's been claiming that she's pretty close and just a water cut away. Having said that, you know, it still is a water cut away. You still have to, you know, making weight is part of competing. I think we all realize that. She will have the lowest squat, obviously, out of these three ladies in the 69. I mean, her PB is 197.5. I do anticipate that she loses some kilos in her squat. I would not, you know, when you lose body weight and you get leaner in the midsection and the midriff, your column of support there literally and figuratively is not as dense and as firm as it used to be. So presumably I think that squat's going to come down probably to the tune of maybe 5 kilos, maybe even 7.5. Her bench looks to be on point. You know, last year it took her three benches, took until her third bench to get a bench in because of elbow depth. I hope that that's not an issue. You know, you want to see lifters make lifts. And so, like I said, I think she and Carolla are going to kind of ping pong Jen's world record back and forth here. I do think that Agata is a little bit stronger than Carolla in the bench. And so I think Agata, you know, playing that game with lot number and attempt selection is going to be vital there. But I have her coming in around a 575 total. The question for me, you know, because on paper, she has the biggest deadlift of these three ladies at 240 kilos is her PB. And that also happens to be the world record, you know, and oftentimes when you lose weight, it doesn't hamper the deadlift as much as the other two lifts. You know, oftentimes the deadlift can stay the same. Sometimes it even gets better. So that for me is going to be the wild card for Agata, is how much strength can she maintain in her deadlift? Or if she loses any, how much is she going to lose? And will that world record deadlift be in play there at the end? Because it's just going to be, I mean, I think razor thin tight, in my opinion, between her and Leah. So I have Agata coming in at about a 575 kilo total, and that would give her 104.74%. And so for that reason, I've got Agata Shitko coming in as my vice champion in second place.
Yeah, Agata had an SBD day in which she did 185 squat, 155 bench, and 235 deadlift for a 575, what you're projecting as well. But she has also done 240 double on deadlift. So she's doubled 240, but that was all out, crazy grinder. And I don't think she squatted a bench previously. 235 was on an SBD day, 5 kilos less, and it was relatively smooth, and it was, you know, in the singlet, SBD day, etc. 575. Now, did not cut. Water cut away. Water cut away, but did not water cut for that. Did not travel for that and do it on the stage yet. But she's there. She's in the ballpark, to your point. 575 is reasonable. Yeah, I don't know about the deadlift. We'll have to freaking see. 240 for a double is insane. You didn't squat and bench, though. You didn't cut. You didn't cut. I don't know.
It is going to become, just before Eric jumps in, it is going to become so interesting there in those last deadlifts, right, between her and Leah, because their deadlifts are so close. And I think that's what's going to shake out that class. Is, again, it's going to come down to attempt selection, execution, just like it always does. And I just have a greater faith based upon the number of attempts. You know, Agata comes in at about a 6.66 hit rate out of 9, whereas Leah Bavlaw comes in at about 7.5 or 7.45. So I just have a greater faith in Leah's ability to rise and execute when it matters most. And, you know, occasionally Agata might be prone to missing one here or there. And so, again, for those reasons, I mean, I think it's going to be razor thin, but it's going to come down to those last deadlifts and lot number, and some changes are going to go on the board. And that's going to be really fun and exciting to watch, I think.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what Lee is holding back and not showing us, because her confidence seems high. And you're right, in terms of attempt selection, the strength guys, their lifters don't miss often. They very rarely fumble the bag, and they do consult Matt Gary from time to time. Eric, what do you got? Who's your vice champion, sir?
Let me just say that I have different thoughts than other people on how the...
You always do. That's why you're here. I love it.
On how the 69s are going to shake out. And that's going to become apparent. It's just based upon the names that I say in the top four. But my vice champion is Natalie Richards. So that may not be what people are expecting, but she recently did a back off triple on squats at 172. That was back in January 5th on her Instagram. Now, if you think about a back off triple at 172, you have to question what was the single before it. That's a big number. So I actually think she's going to be threatening the squat world record at 186.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She's young. She's on the rise. I don't think people are paying much attention to her until as of late because she's a recent newcomer to the IPF. She had an incredible performance at Worlds. Her bench is also looking pretty solid. Her deadlift. She just pulled 501 or 227 for those who are interested. And I think there's a little more in there. And she's kind of not in that phase where you're peeking out. So I think she might also be threatening the deadlift world record. So I'm guessing, and I know there's good people in her corner as well, that we're going to see a total in the high 520s. I got it projected at 527 for her, and she's going to be she's going to be coming in second.
Yeah, she benched 110. Like, she's previously done 107.5. She's beyond that. 110 was easy peasy lemons. It looks smooth.
Her, I have her conservatively in at 110 just because when I'm coaching, look, it's not going to be the 123.5, right? And, you know, if you want to just hold serve, we are still talking about relatively small absolute numbers for a bench just because she's a 57 lifter, even though she has a monster bench press for a 57. You know, and since there's no, you just don't want to lose any kilos, you want to get the highest total, I would probably do something like 110 if I was thinking about what to put on there. So yeah, I have her at, like, you know, around 186, 110, 231.5. And
here's the thing. She's one of the lifters that historically holds back the top end lifts, but she's showed a couple here and there. I had to talk her into on the podcast. I'm like, Nat, like, I was talking her into it. She's like, all right, I'm going to show a deadlift. And that's when she showed the 501, the 227. We've seen a bench single in there, and a little bit mysterious with the squat, kind of. You know, you can hint to yourself, you know, there's singles being done, and they have an idea.
Ryan, there's a lot of lifters who hold back and then underperform. I would say that's actually more common than the lifters who hold back and overperform. Natalie Richards really? Is not one of the ones who holds back and underperforms, you know.
Well, she overperformed at Worlds. There's no question about that. And she looked like she had a little more in the tank.
Yeah. So, I think a lot of lifters, to be honest, pot take, they hold back because they want to show something that is convincing, and it's not there. It's not that they've crushed something. I think we're all thinking of all, like, the Taylor Atwood deadlift that we see later, or those instances where we have, but that's most lifters are not that. Right. They are a battle. I don't want to show weakness. And it's an insecurity based decision. And that's not a position of strength to be in. But that's not Natalie Richards. I think she's going to surprise people.
I agree with both. I think a lot of people hide because they want you to think their top end's higher than it is. And I also agree that isn't that. She's the wrong one. Rory, we're down to number one. Is going to win Sheffield 2024.
I have an number one Hecate Shitko. But there's a few things that I want to say about that. So obviously, weakest squat of the 69s. She's just going to have to squat what she can squat, go 3 for 3. Potentially the strongest bench press of the 69s, but it will be close, I think. I think she did 155, and I would say that she probably didn't have anything in the tank after that. 155, 157 wouldn't have gone, I don't think. And she does have a very good deadlift. And I think it was Matt's earlier point, your deadlift tends not to suffer too much when you go down a weight class. In some cases, it even gets better, especially if it means that you can get into a sort of slightly stronger position. She is cutting, which some of the other lifters are not. I believe Leah is even eating into the 69s. I think I saw recently she was only 66 kilos or something. But of Agatha's recent training, I believe she's been walking around at about 70 kilograms. So she does have to cut, but she has to cut like 1, maybe 1.5 kilos, which is, it's not nothing, it's not zero, but it isn't a lot either. And so I think that Agatha is likely to come in somewhere in the low 580s. And I think that that is going to be enough to clinch Sheffield.
Right, a 69 in the 580s.
Yep.
This is
like,
this
I will say that like the fact that my top three picks are all 69 kilo lifters, I think speaks to the fact that it's a relatively weak world record. And so what I think we will see this year is that the 69 kilo world record is going to get nudged up by probably by a fair amount.
More than a nudge.
And we're not going to see this again, right? Like after a few years of events like Sheffield, where you really reward people by how much they can break a world record, the world records in theory should even out quite a lot.
Yeah. It's interesting that you're predicting essentially she's going to pull an Evie Corrigan by changing weight classes. It's also going to be interesting after the event, what all these ladies want to do. Gara eating up from 63. She's not a 69. She's not cutting. Leah eating up from 63. She's not a 69. She's not cutting. Agatha has been on the podcast, and when she announced it, she's like, I don't know how long I want to stay 69. Maybe I want to go back to 76. Like I have unfinished business. All three of these ladies might not stick around to the 69 kilo class. We'll have to see. It'll be interesting. Maybe they all shake hands and they all go different directions. Or maybe one of them's like, all right, well, if you two are both leaving, I'm sticking. Interesting. Matt Gary. A lot of people are going to be tuning into this to hear your pick for the Sheffield 2024.
So just picking up where Rory left off, alluding to the fact that this 69 kilo world record is so low. The only places where Rory and I kind of different line of thinking here is the order, but we think that the podium is going to include three 69 kilo lifters. I will say this just for a moment to kind of touch upon what Eric said. For those who don't know, I am coaching Natalie Richards. I'm honored by that coaching appointment, thrilled to be in the mix and coach against these other extraordinary lifters and coaches. I'm going to recuse myself from saying anything about Natalie. The only reason that I'm not mentioning her in the top three is because of these other three 69 kilo lifters. And for those reasons, I think Natalie would more than likely come in that fifth to eighth place range, which we're going to get to. So I just wanted to kind of put a pin in that and we'll come back to that. But I've got Leah Bavois coming in first. And so my good friend and colleague, Jason Tremblay, came down to my house. He lives in Calgary, Canada. I live in Bozeman, Montana. And he made the trip down here 2 weeks ago and spent a week with me. And it was a wonderful time. It was long overdue. And Jason and I just had a week together, just talking shop and talking about all kinds of things, powerlifting and just life. And so he didn't give me any specific numbers. He didn't show me necessarily any footage. But what he did tell me about Leah Bavois kind of goes back to a dinner that the five of us shared last year at Sheffield. And so I went out to dinner with Jason and I went out, actually six of us. I went out with Jason, Kedrick Kwan, Ben Escrow, Leah Bavois, and of course, my wife, Susie. And as you know, last year when Leah came into Sheffield, she was, you know, overcoming or dealing with a back injury. And that was really, really disheartening to her. And I think we talk about moments in time when we've seen lifters have this proverbial, for lack of a better word, eye of the tiger. And we saw that with Taylor Atwood in 2021 when he unleashed his 838.5 kilo total, which I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to have throw a hand in that pile and help lead him to that total. And I think we're at a point in time when Leah Bavois has that same mindset. And she has been training with a ferocity that I think has been unseen. And I think she is coming to the table and like a bull in a china shop, unapologetically coming in with a ferocity that I don't believe we have seen before. And I am not going to speak to any specific numbers. You heard what I said. I thought Agatha was capable of. Clearly, I think Leah is capable of more. That world record at 211.5, not only do I think that's going to get beaten by both Corolla and Leah, but I think it is going to get smashed by Leah. Okay, I think she is going to destroy that world record by a significant amount. I think her bench is right on track for a small PB. That's kind of, you know, a low-hanging number there. I don't think that they would attempt any more than probably a 117.5, just knowing Ben Escrow. And I do think that that deadlift is going to go up by a significant amount as well. So for all of those reasons, I have Leah Bavois as our 2024 Sheffield champion.
Well, first off, you know, we were saying Leah has not been showing all of her top singles. Mm-hmm. She's been posting and you know, getting traction, but hasn't been revealing. And Matt isn't telling us numbers too, and I respect that because obviously he's got inside information, he was saying. But talk about confidence levels. Holy smokes, gentlemen. Maybe we should have had Matt go first, huh? Look like he has. Look, he obviously has seen and heard stuff. Eric, what's going on here? Did Matt rattle you a little bit with what he just said about that week with Jason Tremblay? And
yeah, well, that's kind of Carola Garr and Leah Bavois are a bit of a question mark. You know, they're both coming in heating up. Carola kind of quote unquote came out of nowhere. Obviously, she didn't come out of nowhere, but surprised everybody at Worlds, I will say. Became a battle between these two that we weren't anticipating in the 69s. I don't think the average person doesn't have insider information knows where either one of their top ends are. But for me, I think maybe Carola's top end is higher than Leah's. So Carola Garra is actually my pick for winning the Sheffield.
It's do you speak Italian? What's going on here? What do you know?
I don't know nothing. I think
you were talking with your hands too much, and I'm starting to suspect you took a week in Italy.
I did not. And honestly, listening to Matt talk, I was like, shit, do I have it wrong? Should I have flipped these?
I don't
two?
This is the thing. Matt convinced the shit out of me. I'm like, oh wow. But look at Garra, you're right in terms of I echo what you'll say. Yeah, she didn't come out of nowhere in the sense, like, resume-wise, we all knew. But she came out of nowhere in the sense that, for a lot of people, some people are closing the door on that rivalry with Leah.
Exactly.
Like, Leah had pulled away. In people's minds, Leah had pulled away. And to your point, I think it is, she reaffirmed, no, this rivalry is not over. No, it's still neck and neck. Yes, it is close. And we have a little something to sort out. And that's what she reminded everybody at Worlds. I mean, obviously she's won in and out of equipment, et cetera, but sometimes people think the game passed you by. And that was her moment to say, hey, I'm the first to cross 600 dots. I am, you know, if we used a different formula, I would have been best lifter at Worlds. Let's not forget this. You know, you better be keeping me on the tip of your tongue. So, wow. I like that. We all have different people winning here.
Yeah. Well, and think about it this way too. Like let's say she gets 212. On the squat, which I don't think is unreasonable at all, but doesn't end up getting the world record. And let's say she gets 144 and a half, and even Agata Sitko bumps ahead of her and gets something slightly higher and doesn't get the world record there. And let's say, like, you know, Matt said, she takes a conservative potential improvement and gets 210 on her deadlift. She's 566 and a half, you know, and that's very, very reasonable. And if you extend any of those a little bit, we're approaching a 570 total. And, you know, like I was, you'll see where very, very soon, where my pick for Leah Bavois falls. But I gave them both what I thought was a conservative jump from where they could be. Cause they're not, you know, like I don't have the same information Matt does. So I could end up being very wrong. But I won't be at Sheffield this year to get yelled at or mean mugged or shanked by Leah.
Pushed so up
Leah,
against a wall, have security.
Yeah, Leah, you're absolutely going to squat more than 200 kilos. I'll give you that much for sure. And you're probably going to get a world record squat, at least temporarily, just based on where the chips fall. I love you. You're amazing. You're going to be in the battle with the best in the world. But, you know, I right now, I just think there's the Carola's got some. I mean, everybody's eating up in the 69s, right? Except for one person. Right. And I think the two of those people have a competitive advantage. and I had to pick who do I think has a little more than the other. And my bet is on Corolla right now.
69s is, I've been saying this is the battle of 2024, and we're getting early in February too. It's almost like going to be a hangover afterwards. Like, what's going to live up to this? But it is what it is. Enjoy it when it rolls around. It's literally all-time greats. All three of these ladies can end up in the Hall of Fame. And here we are. They're clashing in their prime. It can't miss stuff. Let's move on to number 5 through 8, gentlemen, as we continue through. And Rory, we're back at the top of the order. Who do you have for number Senko?
Going number 5, right, or am I going number 8?
Do you want to do 5 to 8, or should we do 8 to 5? Yeah, we'll do 8 to 5. Sorry. Who do you have for number 8?
Yeah, for number 8, I have Judd Jacob. So I, like, don't get me wrong, her training looks good. The fact that I have her at number 8 isn't anything about her training. It's the fact that she's in a class where the world record is, you know, relatively a little higher than some of the other classes. And there are some absolute monsters in the other classes. And so we've seen from her a 190 squat. I've got written here 215 by 5, but she actually did 225 for a double last night, like overnight, and I haven't updated my spreadsheet yet. And she has PB'd her bench press in training recently as well. I think she hit 100 kilograms in training recently. So I think that she's likely to come in around about the 520s, which is obviously a great total. I think that she could be threatening on the squat and deadlift world records.
Yeah, it's the world record is 512 and a half. And that SBD day that you're referring to was 512 and a half. I think she doubled her deadlift though, but it's relatively close. To exceed the world record is going to be tough. She probably can, but other ladies
and,
are going
and
to.
Some of the other classes, we're looking at people exceeding the record by, depending on sort of how optimistic you are, between sort of 3% and 6%, which is, you know, those would be huge amounts to put on these totals. And that's, so if she comes in, even if she could come in and put 15 kilos on the world record total, and like she would still be just under the 3% mark. And like that would be a very impressive day.
Yeah. No, your point, it is a good point. It's not, she's amazing. Just the way the table is set for some of these other divisions that the world record is artificially low. It's even lower than a record than the weight class below them in the 69s and 63s. They're really up against it. Matt, what are you thinking for your number 8, sir?
So for number 8, I've got Canadian Brittany Schlater. Love me some Brittany Schlater. What a class act, and what a phenomenal lifter, man. She's of course, you know, she for a second at our last world championships, you know, she's the reigning world champion, as we all know, in the 84 plus category, which was an epic showdown in Malta there. And, you know, she had the world record there for a second. And of course, Bonica had it and Sonita had it. And Sonita ended up with it because Bonica bombed. And I don't want to steal anybody else's thunder about Sonita. I think we've all seen what Sonita has recently done on social media and so forth. But Brittany just executes at such a high level. I mean, she averages 8.1 attempts out of 9. I fully expect Brittany to make all 9 lifts. And again, stack attempts build a really nice total. I do anticipate that if she is going to cross that 700 kilo threshold there, which Ooh, is, you know, wow. You know, she currently has the world record total at 693.5. I do anticipate, you know, she, Bryce Krawczyk is her coach. And I know that they don't go all out in training and they don't show the heaviest of what they have done. Oftentimes Brittany, I believe, is training alone in her own home and so forth. And so for those reasons, you know, she may not take, when she takes her heaviest sessions, she's not always surrounded by spotters and so forth. So she has to kind of step out on faith and so forth with the way that she lifts. But I do anticipate that she and Sonita are going to ping pong this world record squat back and forth. Ultimately, I think, you know, the writing is on the wall, and I do think Sunita will end up with the squat world record. I think that's pretty obvious. But I do think that Brittany's going to squat about 285. I've got her coming in at about a 157 or 160 bench, making some, you know, a small PB on bench. And I anticipate that her deadlift is going to go up a little bit as well. She doesn't seem to struggle with lockout in the same ways that I've seen Sunita struggle with. And so, I've got Brittany coming in at about a 705 kilo total, which would put her at about 101.66%.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And so for those reasons, I have Brittany Schlater in eighth place.
Wow. Yeah. No, and she was on the podcast, and unless I'm mistaken, I remember her saying she doesn't do big PBs, et cetera, and big singles in training. So if people doing scouting on their own for the fantasy league, yeah, keep that in mind. If you're scouting Brit and you're like, oh, the numbers don't seem that crazy. That's how it was when she won the world championship. Right. So don't let her, you know,
I mean, she had that quantum leap, you know, coming into Malta in her total. I think it was something like 30 kilos. I don't anticipate we're going to see another 30 kilo jump out of her. But, you know, you have to remember that mass moves mass, and these heavier lifters with these higher strength thresholds, a small PB for them could mean, you know, a 5 kilo PB where the lighter lifters might be shooting for that incremental 2.5. And for that reason, you know, that's why I think I do think Brittany is going to squat right around, you know, 285-ish kilos, 286, somewhere there. I think she'll probably load up the world record, you know, probably on her third attempt. And then I think ultimately Sunita will go ahead and take that back. But anyway, I have a lot of confidence in Brittany. She's an exceptional lifter, and I fully expect her to make 8, 9 attempts like it's clockwork.
Eric, what do you got for eighth?
For eighth, I have Amanda Lawrence. And it's very similar to what Rory said earlier. I have her maybe be able to put a little bit on the world record squat of 249, chipping that. You know, she's in the kind of a battle with herself if we're thinking about it from a weight class perspective. So there's an opportunity to grab up the deadlift world record as well, considering the 268.5 is what she did at Sheffield last time, which was a big surprise and a, like, oh wow, you know, we're moving the women's total, you know, highest deadlift up a little bit, which was pretty cool to see. Likewise, you know, we're not seeing a lot of scouting stuff we can even look at for the bench press. So I have her, you know, right around that 130, 132.5, you know, bench kind of best case scenario. And that total puts her, you know, right around 650, 651, slightly over the world record, but will ultimately be kind of middle of the pack. Still a very respectable placing and still untouchable by any other 84 in the world. But just based upon the way the Sheffield is ranked, it's going to put her, you know, kind of towards the lower portion of this middle tertile.
Rory, who do you have for number seven?
And number seven, I have Natalie Richards. And before I talk about that, I want to say I was really impressed with the announcement of, you know, Matt being the game day coach. I think those kinds of announcements of like support staff and like the teams that are around these people, I think sort of show growing maturity in the sport of powerlifting. And the fact that it's Matt as well is even cooler, I think. But anyway,
I had no influence on why I put her in second, by the way.
I would like what
as an substantial influence. Yeah,
that's absolutely one of the things that like I think is playing into my decision of why I think that she's going to finish ahead of Jot. Is that like she has a really good team around her. Like I saw the 172.5 triple the other day, and based on that, I'm projecting that she's likely to squat around about 190, which is the same thing that Jard squatted in training recently. And so I think that the world record squat is 185.5. And so I'm picking what's going to happen is that they're going to sort of trade 186, 186.5. And even if the top end is 190, I'm not sure if we'll actually see that, but that's where I think the top end is. Actually, very much to Eric's point earlier, I think she's likely to bench around about 110, 112 maybe at a push, again because these numbers are sort of small in absolute terms. I mean, that's almost a double body weight bench press, but like in absolute terms these numbers are quite small, and so a 2.5 kilo increment, the world record being quite a lot higher than that, so we can't do half kilo jumps. 2.5 kilos would just be like a big extra ask. And then the 227, the 501 pound deadlift from maybe it was a week ago now, was not the top end. Like, obviously it wasn't easy, but I would say that there was a little bit of gas in the tank. And so on my scouting spreadsheet, I actually have exactly the same number that Eric said earlier, which was 527.5.
No. That's a
yeah, the only difference total. Is I don't think the 69s are going to crush it as much. Yeah,
so I'm more optimistic on other people than Eric is, but we've scouted exactly the same thing for Nat.
How about you, Matt? What do you got for seven?
For number seven, I have New Zealand's own Carlina Tongatea. Love Carlina, man. She's such a fine human being. Just adore her. Just really had a kind of developed a strong connection with her before last year's Sheffield, and have been, in communication with her back and forth kind of ever since, kind of intermittently spoke to her, asked her, how she was feeling and so forth. And really this year is just a different perspective for her, because clearly she's not in one of these head to head battles. And so frankly, she has said that, from her perspective, it's a bit of a relief. She doesn't really have to focus on anybody else but herself. And to just go out there and execute and build the biggest total that she could possibly build without that competitive nature of, I want to place as high as I can, but I also want to show the world that I'm the best 76. So I think she's, for the time being, she has established that she is now the queen of the 76 weight class. She has a world record, of course, of 600 kilos. She also has the world record at 225.5. She just recently in training hit a 231 squat and on the 18th of January. And granted, that was pretty hard. I mean, that was probably like an RPE 9.5 or 10. And I suspect that she's just a little bit over in body weight. She hit a 125 kilo tempo bench press, which is nice to see, because her PB bench press is 122. So I fully anticipate that Carlina is going to get a PB bench press probably to the tune of 125, maybe even 127.5 kilos. I think for her, her wild card, if you want to call it a wild card, is her deadlift. And so she has a PB deadlift of 255 kilos, but I think she just did a meet not too long ago, weighing about 80-ish. She competed as an 84, and I believe she had a flare-up of this back injury that she's been dealing with, but she's been working with a physio and seems to have turned the corner with that. Haven't seen any really heavy deadlifts off the floor other than she did a reverse band deadlift the other day, and I don't know what kind of data point that gives us. She had a 255 kilo reverse band deadlift. So for me, I've heard Carlina on some other podcasts. I think undoubtedly she's going to squat the world record. I think she's going to come in north of 230, whether it's 230 plus a chip or what have you. I think at least she will wind up squatting 230. I have her benching somewhere 125 to 127.5. For me, the wild card is kind of that deadlift. And just because I don't know if she's 100% with the back and so forth. I mean, if she is 100%, I think she's going to take a shot at the world record deadlift, at Jess's world record of 261.5. I think that's on the table for Carlina if she comes in feeling 100. I'm just not so sure that she's there. And for that reason, I have her finishing at about a 252.5 to 255 deadlift. And so I have Carlina at about a 610 kilo total-ish, and that would give her about 101.67%. And so that's why I have Carlina coming in seventh place.
The Le Monster total. Eric, who is your number seven?
Mine is Brittany Schlater, and I don't have a whole lot to add to what was said earlier. She is like the prediction is she's going to do more than last time. How much is very challenging based upon scouting her, but I know that she operates on incredible technical expertise. She's on the rise. It does really seem like Bryce Krawczyk has her number right now. And that she has so much faith and such a good coaching partnership there, just from having talked to them and seeing her come up like this. And I think we're probably going to see similarly, her at least temporarily getting the world record squat, with potentially Sunita then getting it again. That's going to come down to temp selection, lot number, all that good stuff. And we shall see. And then being conservative incremental PRs on the bench and deadlift, and not extending herself too much just because of what is on the line. and crossing the 700 barrier. I've got her at a 703.5, which is very close to what I think. Matt, you said 705 is what you predicted her at?
705, yeah, give or take a chip or a kilo, right.
Yeah, so I'm within a kilo and a half of where Matt had, and just because I think I was a little more conservative with, you know, you guys obviously heard I put Leah in fourth, so the where mm-hmm. I had the 69 kilos extending themselves to not quite as high, that, you know, just by the math shakes out to having her in seventh.
Ari, your number six.
So at number six, I have Sunita. And I don't think anybody has picked Sunita yet, but it's very hard to talk about Brittany without also talking about Sunita a little bit. So there's sort of been some mentions of her a lot around the side. So she scored at 301 in training like a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago. And it looked, you know, again, by no means an easy squat, but it looked really good. The angle was a little bit strange, but I think it was depth. I definitely wasn't looking at it and sort of questioning the legitimacy of that. I have seen her bench 142.5, which I think is her competition PB, at what I'm picking was about an 8.5 RPE. So I'm guessing that she's going to be able to add a small amount to her bench press, but probably won't be able to threaten the world record. The only deadlift I've seen from her recently was a very easy 240. And like, it was so easy that I'm struggling to use it as much of a data point to predict where her top end is. Her competition PB, I think, is 260.5. And so like a 240 at something easy, like approximately an opener, maybe even a touch lighter than that. Is suggesting that her top end is maybe a little higher than that, but I'm struggling to figure out how much higher than that at the moment. And so depending on exactly where that falls, she may also be able to threaten the deadlift world record. And so I've got her coming in a little over 700. I've got her coming in a sort of between 710 and 715 or so.
That's also a monster total. Matt, who is your number six, sir?
Number six, I've got the queen of the 84s, Amanda Lawrence. You know, just kind of piggybacking on what the other our other hosts have said regarding her training, it looks phenomenal. The squat training is just on fire. Don't know if she's, you know, at 84 kilos. I suspect she's a little bit over, has a tendency to carry a little bit more body weight in training, but her squat is on fire. Hasn't shown much bench, but even still, I've kind of said that I thought, you know, look, maybe she'll squeeze out she could tie her PB or maybe squeeze out a 2.5 kilo PB there. And I do anticipate, you know, when Amanda's squat training is going really, really well, her deadlift seems to rise with that. And so I do anticipate, you know, she's got the world record there at 268.5 kilos in the deadlift. And I anticipate that she's going to break it. I wouldn't be surprised if she loads up 270 on the third one, which would be a monster. It'd be the biggest, you know, pull that we've seen out of any of the ladies here in this field. And so I have her coming in at about a 660 kilo total, and that would give her 102.33%. So sixth place, Amanda Lawrence.
Yeah, she's doubled 250 kilos on the squat. She's pulled 260. She's around there. And you're right. Her squat and her deadlift, there's a correlation. And her squat is flying right now. So it's looking like some personal bests are going to be held. How about you, Eric? Who do you have for your number six?
I actually have Jad Jacob. Now, what's interesting here is it's so tight between Natalie Richards and Jad Jacob, but the whole thing is so tight that when I look at the disparity between them and the fact that one's probably going to come up with the deadlift world record, one probably coming away with the squat, and then, you know, they're going to have maybe 5, at most 7.5 kilos between them on bench, you'd think they'd have to be placed close to each other. So I was like double checking my Excel spreadsheet, but right now I've got a 7.5 kilo disparity in bench and essentially evening out on squat and deadlift. And that drops her all the way to sixth, which is not what I would have anticipated when I was just thinking about things. But when I ran my numbers, I'm like, okay, you know, so I think there'll be a very tight battle there, but you just can't be lagging behind on any single lift. So we'll see what shakes out. I expect her to get either the squat or the deadlift world record, you know, and potentially temporarily holding both, similarly to Natalie Richards, but ultimately not being able to keep up on bench.
Rory, who do you have for number five?
At number five, I have with exactly the same total as Matt said for number four, Evie Corrigan, 475, giving 103.26%. Like I don't have insider information. Like, I'm good friends with Evie. I'm not asking her to tell me anything. Like, I don't think she has any like deliberate secrets, at least not this year. So like I've seen the 160 kilo squat that moved really, really well. 104 kilo bench press, though the bench press does tend to suffer a little bit more in those water cut scenarios, which is what we're talking about here, and a 195 deadlift. I don't think that she's going to be able to threaten the squat world record, and she definitely won't be able to threaten the bench world record, maybe on the deadlift, but I suspect that she probably won't. I think she probably could, but I suspect what is going to happen instead is that she'll take 205 or so and lock in the best total that she can, rather than risk that extra 3.5 kilos, you know, potentially break the deadlift world record, but missing that 3.5 kilos plus whatever the jump already was on top of that is likely to bump her down, just because it's so tight. Even missing that much will bump her down several placings, and it's probably just not worth it. And so yeah, I've got her in at 103.26%, which, given the fact that she broke this world record less than a year ago by 5%, would be an absolutely phenomenal performance. And she's suffering from her own success a little bit, and that she's pushed the world record so high that it's actually harder for her this year to do the same thing again.
Fair enough. Matt, who makes your top five at Sheffield?
So at number five, I have Natalie Richards, and that's the lifter that I'm coaching. And I we're coming back to that pin that I placed in her name. As I said before, you know, not going to kind of let the cat out of the bag, if not for that low world record at 69, and of course Evie being thrown in there, because I had the 69s, you know, kind of jumbled up there in the top three on the podium, and then followed by Evie Corrigan. If any of those lifters fumbles the ball, you can count on Natalie Richards climbing up. And that's the only reason that I have Natalie in fifth place. I'm not going to delve into any specifics, other than the fact that I think the writing is on the wall. As the other two hosts have said, the squat and deadlift records based on her training are without question in play. That's going to come down to lot number and kind of where we're going in the mix with Jad. Her bench seems to be tracking well, and I fully anticipate that she and Jad are both going to go north of that 512.5 world record. So, you know, you can kind of look at the percentages that I've given before and do the math yourself. But anyway, again, without giving out any specific lifts, those world records are in play. Three world records are in play for us, and consistency is a weapon. And I fully anticipate that the IPF's best female lifter is going to execute at a supremely high level, and we plan on making all nine lifts. So that's the goal, building the biggest total that we can get. And I have Natalie coming in fifth. But if any one of those girls makes a mistake or fumbles the ball, watch out, because she could sneak in there.
I don't doubt it for a minute. I've seen you and your athletes do that before. Eric, who is hitting your top five, sir?
Let me just first say, listen to not a word that Matt Carey just said right now. He's saying exactly what this is. The CIA agent in the brown sedan who looks like the nondescript man standing in the room, who is actually going to slip you a cyanide pill into your coffee. And I'm sure it was a heart attack. No. You got the like he said, IPF's best lifter, arguably the best platform coach coming in, and he is giving you the, on paper, she should be fifth. Get out of here. my prediction's right. We'll find out. But so in fifth, this probably won't be surprising based upon where I put Leah. I have Agata Sitko. I know we've seen some amazing cuts go very successfully, you know, Tim Monagatti and Evie Corrigan being great examples of this. Also the historic M1 performance by one Eric Helms at North Islands, where he, you know, did
all decently. From New Zealand, all these people, yeah, New Zealand,
but, oh, Kiwis,
but this is not a New Zealand lifter. So no, I'm just kidding. No, that's I think Agata is probably going to total somewhere closer to, like, I have her at like 560.
Oh,
I think there's been I think her bench is her weapon, and that's what suffers the most when you do a weight cut. And it's also come under the strictest judging lately. And we talked about the in the 76 battle at Worlds, how one of those benches was a bit of a gift. And also at Sheffield last year, and I'm going to kind of come out and say it. I think the judging is going to be more strict at Sheffield this year than it was last year. She only got one bench on the board at Sheffield. So there's been some major bench adjustments due to the rule change. And now there's going to be further bench adjustments with water cutting and travel. So I've got her just, on paper, she should be able to knock that world record out pretty hard, but I've got her right around a 145. The squat also suffers when you're cutting weight. And we're kind of guessing here, but I put around 185 on squat, which might be too conservative, but a 185 squat, a 145 bench, and then being in a position where you then have to push to place, and maybe being stuck with your second attempt and cutting weight and traveling. I ever like it a 230 deadlift for a 560 total, which is it's very good. It's placing fifth, just getting edged out by Leah. And then, my guess was that Carol DeGara has more of a surprise than the others. So that's kind of how the 69 shakes out. Now that I've said all three of them, I can kind of just lay my cards out. But I have a very respectable and successful cut down to 69, but ultimately going against two of the best lifters of all time in the IPF and actually being third in the battle of the 69s. And I think it's a tall order as well to cut from 76 to 69. So it's tough, I think I very well could be wrong, but I, having been in the game a long time, the outlier cuts that I've seen are Evie's and Tim's. Ryan, when we were first talking about it, how surprised you were by how successful Evie's and Tim's cuts were. I don't think you should, I don't think the listener or you as the avatar of the listener, being the commentator and the podcast host, should change their perspective on cuts just because of these very successful cuts we've seen recently. I think in general they are a risky proposition. And I know she's hanging around 70. I don't know if these are official weigh-ins, and they're not necessarily like there's all I know is where she's weighed in for prior competitions, that she's young, she competes a lot. She has, had some struggles with injury and had her totals kind of stay in a relatively narrow band, and she had a really good performance at Worlds. So I don't know if that's necessarily indicative of being on the rise again and me having to make some type of call. It's that rise is going to turn into a plateau because of the cut, and maybe even bring her total down to what I would expect from a cut, which I don't think is enough to edge out Leah or the other 69 who I have winning the whole thing, Corolla.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, we'll see. If she has a successful cut, we're all going to start rethinking and recalibrating how we feel about cuts. And we might see a more of a trend of big name people cutting, but we'll see how that plays out. Time will tell. Let's move on from 12 to 9. Rory, who do you have for number 12?
I'll be probably a little briefer with this group of lifters. I have in 12th place, I have Turbo Tiff Tiffany Chapon. Her training was looking okay. We haven't seen anything in a while. Her Instagram has completely disappeared. I was not paying super close attention before her Instagram account disappeared, but Matt did mention in passing that she did seem like she might have been carrying a couple of like maybe lagging injuries or a couple of aches. And I think the world record in the 47 kilo class was proportionately very high to begin with. So like she is in a bit of a position of weakness compared to some of the other classes is anyway. So in 12th place, Tiffany Chabon.
Matt, who is your number 12?
Yeah, I have Tiffany coming in 12th for a lot of the same reasons that Rory said. We've seen kind of the same thing happen over and over. She hit some really big lifts in the gym. She has to make a significant cut, kind of mutes it on social media. She isn't posting nearly as much as usual. We don't know if that's a hiding tactic. And then, of course, the Instagram gets deleted or hacked or whatever happened there. She did do an SBD day recently, I believe, with 160 in the squat, 100 and 150. It didn't look particularly great, kind of hard. And the last deadlift, the 150, wasn't particularly easy. So I don't know if she's dealing with an injury there or, you know, just kind of babying her back or what's going on exactly. But anyway, I do anticipate Tiff coming in. I guess I have her down at probably about a, I think she'll go for the world record squat. You know, the world record squat is 161 kilos. That's hers. I do anticipate that she'll take a shot at that on her third, probably aim for the 161.5. And I think she'll take a shot at the world record bench because the world record bench is 99.5 and her PB is 100. It's just the deadlift is kind of that missing link. And I just don't think it's where it used to be. So I have her coming in at about a 421 and a half total at 12th pace, about 98% roughly.
Yeah. And I can confirm her Instagram was hacked. She's looking to get it back. So everybody stay tuned. Yep. A lot of people get success getting those back. Eric, what do you got for 12?
For very similar reasons, I have Tiffany Chapone, and just in the interest of time, I'm not going to restate everything everybody else did, but also have her at 12.
Perfect. Moving into number 11, Rory.
Number 11, I have Noemie Alabert. I think the deadlift training in particular does look quite good. I believe she deadlifted 190 for two recently, and that does mean that she could be in a position to threaten the world record, which is 208, held by Farhana Farid. Of course, that will also depend what Evie decides to do with her deadlift. I do think Evie's deadlift is probably a little bit higher, but I like I said earlier, I suspect she probably won't push for the world record deadlift. I have also seen a 150 times three squat from Noemie, which is possibly puts her in a position to put pressure on the world record squat. But I'll be honest, it didn't look as good as she has looked previously coming into big meets. I think that she may actually be down a little bit on her squat compared to previously. So even if Noemie has a really fantastic day, a really fantastic day, I don't see her going over about 460, which is the current world record total. So even her best day, I think she comes in at 100%. 460 kilo total comes 11th.
Matt?
That is exactly what I have. I have Noemie coming in 11th for all the same reasons that Rory just stated, at about a 460 kilo total. Her training seemed to be on fire last year, right before last year's Sheffield. And then since then, it's just kind of sputtered, but I do suspect a little bit of incremental progress, and her PB total is 454. And so, like Rory said, I have her at a 460 total, which would match the current world record.
Eric, do you echo those sentiments?
I echo the sentiments, but I have a slightly different placing that we'll get to in literally a placing. Sure. But I have Sonita in 11th. And the reason why is that I don't know that it's the right move for Sonita to try to blow the squat world record out of the water when she's potentially looking at a lower placing and getting more out of just ensuring that she has the squat world record, if that makes sense. So the way I have it shaking out is that she is probably just chipping whatever Brittany does. And if you put her at like a 286 and a half squat and you make some favorable but not insane assumptions about bench or deadlift, 145 bench, 262 and a half deadlift, I don't know if she's in a position to actually push the deadlift world record. That puts her at like a 694 total, which again is incredible. It's more than the current world record. But just because there's a lot of people going over the world record, when that shakes out, it has her in 11th. And having coached at Sheffield and been with a lifter who, just based upon the world records, you know, when you're starting to look at, you know, maybe I don't know if she's thinking this, but when you start to see that you're in the middle of the pack or lower, the individual records become a little more attractive in securing those. So I think it's possible that that could be the perspective. And she's showing a lot of squats, you know, and showing that she's got those squats in the bag. So it may be the type of thing where maybe they do something, but they absolutely will not sacrifice the squat world record, is my prediction. So maybe they do something like 290 and I'm being too conservative, but you know, if it's me, you know, I grab that squat bag.
That's interesting. 301 is a lot more than, you know, that squat world record, but
it puts you in a tough spot. And if you, and also if you go big on squat, how does that affect everything else? You know, and then where are you going to be projected, best case scenario? So I'm thinking too strategically and too conservatively as what I would do in that situation. But we shall see.
Rory, who do you have for your number? What do we have now? Sorry,
We're at
10?
number 10.
Number 10.
Yep.
Number 10, I have Kalina Tongatea. Basically, all of the same analyses from, I think it was Matt before, squat at 231. It looked good. I would say that she's probably likely to squat something between 230 and 232.5. It's the world record. It can be any number in that range that she feels like. Tempo 125, which is over her PB. So I'm picking that she'll probably bench about 125. And it looks like she took about 4 weeks out of deadlift training between sort of November and December, and she's sort of just getting back into the swing of things properly now. Quite hard to gauge where she's at. All I've seen is a pretty easy 230 single and then a 255 with reverse bands. And I just don't know how that carries over to anything. And so like even taking a relatively conservative 255-ish on her deadlift, that brings her to about a 605, which would just nudge up the world record, but you know, not by the massive percentages that we're talking about in some of the other classes.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal total, but everybody here is an outlier in this, to the point. Matt, who's your number 10?
So at number 10, I have Sonita Mulu. And I'm going to be a contrarian to what my dear friend and colleague and in many ways mentor, Eric Helms, just said. I think this is the place where you go big. Sheffield aggregates more eyeballs than pretty much any other meet. I mean, Ryan talks about this all the time. Ryan knows the metrics way better than I do in terms of live stream views and YouTube views after the fact and so on and so forth. And you have an opera house here filled with roughly 2,000 people, and the powerlifting eyeball, you know, the powerlifting world, the eyeballs of the powerlifting world gazing upon you. I think this is the place to put 300 kilos on the bar. I think, matter of factly, she wants to prove to the world that I am the strongest female squatter on the planet. And I am supremely confident that they are going to go 300 kilos on their third. As a matter of fact, if you just kind of look at logical attempt selection with the current world record in the squat being 285.5, I think they will take the world record on their second and then make a jump. So whether that's 286 or whatever that looks like, I think they open, they take the world record on their second. Brittany perhaps might chip over that for her third. And then I think Sonita goes 300. So I have her getting that 300 squat. I will say this, I'm smart enough to know not to make negative comments on social media. That's what 51 years of experience in this world gives me, as it grants me that wisdom. I will say this, and I hope Sonita is listening. I did not think that your 295 kilo squat that you posted, I think it was the week before, was to standard. And I didn't want to say that in the comments. I didn't think it was deep enough. But I do think your 300 kilo was outstanding. And I would have definitely given that a white light. It was definitely a good lift. So I'll say this, your 300 was better than and moved better than the 295. So perhaps she was carrying a little bit of fatigue coming into the 295. I don't know. But the 300 was outstanding. I hope she puts it on the bar. She's fully capable. If you notice, her body weight has increased approximately 3 kilos at her last three meets. So 3 kilos each time. With adding the additional body weight, we can anticipate a boost in the squat and a boost in the bench press. I do anticipate that she'll bench about 145. That would be a 2.5 kilo increase. Here's where I kind of get hung up. And I don't know if Rory and I saw the same video or not, but I saw a video of her and I thought it was about a 250 or a 250 kilo deadlift that was quite difficult and quite sticky at lockout. And we know that that is kind of the nemesis for these larger women who are the 84 pluses who are built that way and pull conventional style, that it's the lockout that becomes the issue. It's kind of gets sticky and kind of hung up on the thighs. So I'm not convinced that with the squat increase and the bench increase, that the deadlift is going to kind of come with that. And for that reason, I have her finishing at about a 700 kilo total, which would be a 300, a 145, and about a 255. And I'm only saying 255 because I think she'll probably take a shot, you know, at that number on the third attempt and just come up short or something. So I have her, I do have her crossing that 700 kilo threshold by hitting it on the nose, and that would give her 100.94%. But I have Sonita in 10th place.
Eric, who's your number 10?
I will make one final comment about Sunita. One of the other reasons I also have her in that same placing is I think the push to squat 300 kilos at Sheffield might leave, and with not every single squat that she posts up being to depth, mm-hmm. another pathway to getting that same placing that I put before is her being stuck with a second where she temporarily broke the world record.
Right.
I just didn't want to say that before because it sounded, you know, negative. But now that Matt, you know, disagreed with me, I'm you know, competing with him. And you can do the picks on who is right about the picks on your own podcast. And you put me ahead of that. My 10th place pick, now that I've just been silly for 10 minutes, is Noemi Alibert. And I have, you know, very similar commentary to what was said before. I have her, you know, good case scenario, chipping the world record on the squat. And if she's coming around her typical capabilities on bench, and she has a good day and moves up a bit and is close to her comp PB on deadlift of around 200. Again, I don't think she's going to chase Evie. I have her around a 460, 461 total is actually what I have her in my spreadsheet, which is a bit over the world record. But just, again, because of all the other performances, that does relegate her to the kind of the bottom tertile.
Perfect. And as we round it off, down to number nine, Rory, who's your number nine?
My final pick for number nine is Brittany Schleider. I think she's an absolutely phenomenal lifter. All of the things everyone has said before. And so I've got her coming in the low 700s, which incredible total, as we've said a number of times. There are so many incredible totals here that just breaking the world record is not enough to be on the podium. You need to probably thrash it.
Yeah, that's a tall order. Matt, you're number nine, sir.
At number nine, I have Jade Jacob from France. Her training looks to be on point. I think we just showed in the group chat before that she had a 185 squat, comfortably a 102.5 bench, and doubled 225 in the deadlift. I don't put a ton of faith in rep PBs or rep work in the deadlift. I mean, you're only pulling one at a competition. Oftentimes in training, if you pull a second or a third, it's easier because of that whole stretch reflex and all that sort of thing. But I just have greater faith in some of these other lifters in terms of making more attempts. But I do, without question, much like I said about Natalie, that squat world record and deadlift world record are going to be in play. I do anticipate Jade breaking the world record, but I have her coming in ninth place, around a 518-ish total, give or take, could be 520, something like that, with her, you know, because her PB is 511 and the world record's 512.5. So Jade Jacob, ninth place.
And that's a phenomenal total at 57, obviously. Eric, you're ninth?
I have Carlina at nine. And I think, you know, she's, you know, historically her and Dom are ones who like to go for PBs and they're not in a weight class battle. So I think they are going to go for them. Some of the same observations I had is, you know, we're doing reverse band deadlifts and there's a potential back injury. And we're going off of a tempo bench. So I also, kind of similarly to Rory, I had her at the 125 bench. And I had her at a 252 deadlift. You know, we're kind of going, you know, where is she going to be based upon that? And I think that's, you know, if she was going to go for trying to chip that deadlift, that's a place to potentially jump from that also is securing something very close to her peak. And I, not to be negative at all, I see her maybe trying to chip the squat world record on her second for 226 and maybe trying to jump a little too far to go further than that and not being able to get it. So with a 226, 125, and 252.5, I have her at a 603.5, which is awesome. It's the first time she's going to surpass 600, if I'm right, since Commonwealth. It is a PB total. It is a world record total. But again, just like Rory was saying, there are so many people who are probably going to go over the total that even with that, it keeps her, you know, well away from the podium, but still incredibly impressive in the ninth spot.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Excellent scouting, as per usual. Great explanations. And we got right up in not only just PBs, which everyone just sometimes on podcasts is like, take this. Throw a PB on there, and here's what we got. You guys, I mean, Matt, he was telling, you know, they normally get 7.8 per attempts per meet. Like this is their average. You guys are going right into, and Rory, you did the same, and same with you, Eric, where you're like, look it, I foresee missing the third attempt, and here's my you know, insights into why I think they missed the third. So I think their second will be this, and I think the second will go towards the total, and here's boom, boom, boom. And you guys have really played out in your mind the full picture of how this goes, as opposed to just let's take their PBs and add a little bit. Let's take what we see in training and add a little bit. Well, we know that's not how it always goes. So, gentlemen, I appreciate that. And everybody listening, make sure you listen to the men's preview show with the same gentleman and tag us in the Instagram. We could debate in the stories if you like. A lot of you guys just jump into my DMs and start debating me. And don't just rough me up in the DMs. Tag these gentlemen. You guys can debate these guys as well. And on whatever platform you're listening, please do subscribe as per usual. Until next time, six-pack lap it at 6-0. And we are out.